Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to our podcast. I am Maria Cribbs, along with my husband, Josh Cribbs. And today we are going
to be... What's up? Hold on. Now, I have a problem with the way we were just introduced, because you had a problem last week, but you ain't even let me talk at all. At least let me say my own name. If it's, hey, what's up, everybody? Maria Cribbs first. Because last podcast, it was a problem that you can't, that I came first. And now it's a problem that you ain't even let me speak. What a double standard is that?
Man.
Never mind. Continue, please.
Yeah, we left that on the last, on the previous podcast. So we're just gonna, I only said my name first because I was talking. What do I look like saying, hey, what's up, listeners?
Oh my God.
So I'm here with Josh Cribbs and I'm Maria Cribbs. No, I was talking, so I said my name first. We're not gonna go there.
One question. If I had used that excuse last podcast, would that would have flown with you? Nope. So why does it fly now?
If for everyone,
all right, now let's leave it alone.
Download last week's
podcast. All right, now let's leave it alone.
He said this is the Joshua Cribbs. What did you say?
I said
the Mr. and Mrs. Josh,
like they were announced at a wedding reception.
No, it's not a wedding reception. It's a podcast once again.
And I apologize.
Okay, I was talking, so I introduced myself first, and then I said your name as your own individual name. I didn't say, and my husband who's sitting right here.
Please give us
your name. I identified who you were.
Please list and you know, go to our social medias and put down some good recommendations for anger management. I think my wife can benefit from that, or, you know, some just counseling services for women, you know,
for women.
Minus the man in this situation. Yeah, but go ahead, continue.
Because you men always think you have the answers to everything. You guys
definitely
sew together.
Not. Okay. All right.
So we are here to entertain you for the next few minutes or
however long it go.
This show.
However
this
long
circus
it go.
Lasts, right.
What's the topic? What are we talking about?
I don't know what the topic is. The topic is, why do you sound like that? What's going on with your voice? What's up?
Well, I as you know, I went to the NFL draft and was allowed to name the third round draft pick for the Browns. And, you know, I was doing a little talking that night, networking, and started talking a little too much. So I lost my voice. I guess it was in the hotel, the air condition. I didn't know how to work the button. So I was shivering underneath the covers, got a cold. One thing led to another, yada, yada, yada. I sound like a... you know, like a lifetime smoker.
Yeah, okay. So I just wanted the listeners to know why he sounds so jacked up. Because you cannot control
man, it ain't that bad.
The thermostat in the hotel room you were staying in.
Oh, okay. Man.
But anyway, so today's topic. Okay, let me just fill you in, Josh. I was watching one of my reality shows. I'll just say
oh,
that.
Oh, man. Listen to last week's podcast, please.
Gets under your skin. Okay, I was watching one of the shows that I like to watch. It was called T.I. and Tiny, The Family
Hustle. That's not bad. T.I., you know, I like the way he tried to instill the family values.
Yes.
And it's not yelling back and forth, and they're not demeaning each other.
And
but
he
continue.
Loves to use those big words that make absolutely no sense.
They do
like
make sense, because you can't, you know, just because you don't know the definition doesn't mean it doesn't make sense.
I know the definition, but sometimes just come on, layman's terms.
Don't be
layman's
scared
terms.
Of a rapper being educated, but
he
continue,
can be educated,
please.
But some of those words just be too much. But anyway,
right.
So I'm watching this show, and I missed the original airing, so I had to do my little DVR thing to figure
man.
Out what
just,
happened.
Just
I think what happened, I'm going to keep it real. I think what happened was it was already set to record, but I have
the
reality TV police that lives in my home. Sitting right next to me right here. Actually, you can hear him. Go ahead and say something. Woo, 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 woo. 5-0, 5-0. So I had the reality TV.
Just give the...
That's what happened. The reality TV police officer that lives in my home. I think he unrecorded it, and so it did not record. So when I realized that I missed the episode, I had to go and find out what the next
I'm about to put a passcode on the thing like you a baby.
Yeah, I know you hit the button.
Like
I know
child,
you recorded.
I did not.
You got to stop doing that. Now watch when Game of Thrones come back on in the summertime. Watch when it comes on and you realize that you're not going to be watching it because I pressed the unrecord button on that joint.
Such revenge.
Yes, revenge. Just because you.
I'll be looking for those requests, those recommendations for anger management.
That's the only way people learn is by when it happens to them. So anyway, so.
Definitely not, but continue.
Okay, so listen, Josh. So I'm watching the show, right? And yeah. Tiny, who was a member of one of my favorite groups, Escape.
Mine too.
Back in the Disney.
Which one song that Escape
what
song?
I need from the U.S. Understanding. Hey. How can we communicate if you don't hear what I say?
What's another one? Hold on, one more.
Is my living Kicking in vain.
I don't like that one. I can't harmonize my voice like that. Go
just
to the other one.
Just kicking.
No.
Who can I run
one that
to?
I like. The one that I like, man.
Which one?
Ah, forget it.
Okay, so you don't even know.
I only played it like
all the
time.
See, he's not a fan like
I'm
a fan. He's not a fan like me.
I got it
like
in
me.
My playlist.
Go ahead
Come
and
on.
Play it. Do you
oh my
want
gosh.
To?
There you go.
Like I want.
No. I want to make love to you. Okay, my voice. My voice is
so
gone.
So anyway, you get the point. So we're fans of Escape. You know, we grew up in that era, whatever. So the group kind of dissolved. And now after, I don't know, like how many years?
I don't know, but just get 18, to the point.
20 years, I'm not sure. They're trying to get back together. And on the episode, Tiny, who is currently separated from her husband, I think they're supposed to be filing for
they
divorce.
They separated?
They separated, Josh.
What?
I know, right? They
what kind of value? Okay, go ahead. Go
together.
Ahead.
Come on, they're going to get back together. They got to get back together. So I was shocked to see her husband's viewpoints when, you know, she was telling him that, you know, me and the girls are getting back together. Because, mind you, they're living separately right now. She was telling them that, you know, the Escape's getting back together and we're going to be going on the road. And he had a big issue about you can go on the road. Who gonna watch these kids?
Hold on, they got a newborn baby, right?
They got a newborn. Actually, she was born on my birthday, March 26th.
So she's newborn a year baby. Old baby.
I don't even think she's
and
a year
the
old.
Mom wants to go on the road to sing and what? Rebirth her career? I wanted to get all the facts. But continue. Go ahead. Tell the story.
I mean, I think the baby, because she was feeding her baby food, so she probably not even.
Actually, I just wanted to get the
yeah,
facts.
Yeah, she got to be a year. March 26th.
Okay, she's a year.
Actually, I don't know when it was filmed. She was still eating baby food. So
she basically,
not be a year
almost
yet.
About to walk. Go ahead.
Nope, not in this episode because she was still feeding her baby food.
Gotcha.
Just to kind of give the listeners an idea of what's going on. So the baby's still tiny. You know, she got the baby in her hands or whatever.
Play on words,
so
the baby tiny.
They fussing.
Tiny.
Basically, he's just like, you know, you can, I applaud you trying to be, you know, a career woman, whatever. But at the end of the day, kids need structure. They need stability. She need to be going to bed at a certain time at night. She need to be getting up at the same time. You know, he doesn't want to take her off of her routine. So then they start going at it back and forth. And then he basically was like, he'll shut all this down.
Wow.
And I felt like.
How did it make you feel?
I felt some kind of way.
Why though?
Because you know me, I am a strong, independent.
But when did he say?
Black woman.
I think
okay?
I saw.
And ain't no man gonna tell me what I can and cannot do. Ain't no man gonna shut me down. Okay.
Hold on. When did he say? Because I think I saw that part. When did he say he'll shut it down? I think it was some back and forth going on because I think he was trying to have a dialogue and they was trying to communicate
on,
and he
babe.
Couldn't.
Hold on, babe. Now we got a problem.
No, what?
So you seen the episode?
No, I saw that portion. I think I walked in
I think
when he was
what
like,
was,
nah, we got to talk about
it.
This now.
You probably
you know, they got that southern
it,
accent.
And then you erased it. Is that why it was missing from the DVR?
We watched it together. Because
now
on,
I'm going to have to cut
We
you.
Watched a little bit of it together.
Oh, when I was just holding the clothes out here watching it?
Yes,
you heard
just
it?
That
okay,
part.
You heard it. Okay.
Just that
so
part.
So why you got me breaking it down to you when you heard it?
Because we had to get my
okay, but I wasn't feeling the way he was talking to her. Like, it was like, you know, I mean, you can go on the road. It's you, first of all,
did
you
want him to be weaker?
First of all, hold on. You're not my daddy. You're not my daddy. So you ain't gonna tell me I can or cannot go on the road. I'm not asking your permission.
Oh no, I don't think it was the point where he said you can or cannot. I think it was just a matter of fact that she again it goes to the thing of being married. You know, she took his last name, so she gave him the right to basically make those type of decisions, not override her, but in the end, to trust him with the final decision, what's best for the family. She can choose to do what she wants because she's an adult and she's a leader herself. But in the end, she trusts him with the, you know, with the ability to make those decisions. And
but
I think it came from a good
husband,
place.
No, it wasn't good. The way you should have seen it. The way he was talking, the whole attitude, the tone of his voice.
I don't think it was an attitude. They got a one-year-old child.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to sit here and tell me what I can and cannot do. Now, you
is
can suggest.
Is T.I. supposed to break out the breast and
thing,
feed
though. This is
who
my thing, though.
Feed the baby?
If she wants to go back
who
and work.
Feed the baby?
If she wants to go back and work, okay, well, then you stay home with the baby.
But what about
why does
the
it have
baby?
To be, oh, no. Because he basically was like, oh, no, I'm going to continue, you know, I'm going to continue working and acting and
but
rapping.
She's
and
not
what
working
I do.
A 9-to-5. She's going on the road.
So who's to say that she has to be the one to stay home with the baby?
Okay.
Okay, I was in Escape. First of all, I was popping.
You kind
of
wrong.
I'm sorry, I'm putting myself in Tiny shoes. First of all, she was popping before she met T.I. Because I didn't even know who T.I. was till about 10 years after Escape had already
existed. Okay.
T.I. was not popping back when Xtape was popping. Let's go ahead and keep that real. Whether she knew her or not.
We're not talking about careers.
So she was a star first. So why now that I get with you, I'm married to you, I have kids with you, you want me to suppress who I am and shut down what I was doing before you to kind of just sit back and allow you to do what you want to do?
Are you okay? Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay because I don't like when men do that.
Oh, my God.
You don't understand. I just don't understand where y'all get off thinking that because we're married.
Father God.
Because, listen, Josh, because we're married. Now you're my father, or you can't.
Right like, now, here, man.
I'm your wife. You're my husband. It's not now that we're married. You do as I say. No, I don't agree with that.
Okay, so let me refocus it a little bit, because the part that I came in on, it was not who stays home. She wanted to take the baby on the road. That was the issue, and he said, "No, you got this baby. Got to stay home." And you should stay home with the baby. You can't go on the road. She's one. And I kind of agreed because she chose to have a baby knowing that this baby got to be, you know, got to be tended to. You know, women are built to cherish, to nurture, you know, and you, I could see if she's going to work at the office and then coming home after a long day. Yeah, send T.I. home. He can stay home. You know, but
he wasn't,
going
that wasn't
on
his
the
attitude.
Road with
that
the
wasn't
baby.
His attitude. It wasn't like, it was more like, well, you better find something to do because I'm going to continue doing me. You better find something to do since you want to all get back with this group now. You need to work out the babysitting arrangements. And
I
feel like, okay, you've been in enough movies. You've been doing your thing. You done put out enough albums. We had this reality TV show. Why don't you sit at home for a little while I get back to doing me? Y'all don't understand. People need outlets. Her being a part of that group, her producer, her daughter, her writing those songs that she write with Candy. People need an outlet. And
which
for some
is
reason, when you get married to certain men, they feel like, no, let me do the shining. Let me do what I need to do. You go sit over there and be housewife. Everybody's not meant to be a housewife.
Okay,
some people have talents and dreams and things that they want to do. He ticked me off, Josh.
I can see.
I felt a little Josh Cribs coming through T.I. when he was talking.
You taking up 2-3 minutes to...
It ain't
so
no
I
two,
can
three
see
minutes.
That you feel
these listeners want to be here with us all day long. Okay.
So we're I can see that you feel like real this subject is ingrained with you. So, you know, for me, I just take it as, you know, what it is. She wants to go on the road. She wants to take the baby. She doesn't want to go on the road and leave the child. She's basically asked permission from T.I., her husband, you know, to take the baby on the road. And if he got a problem with it, he need to come on the road then. And what's the problem is that T.I. can't come on the road because he has business dealings at home and where they're from. And what she's saying, well, I'm good. I'll take the baby on the road and handle business on the road and be gone for weeks at a time with a one-year-old on the road. And that I disagree. I don't disagree with her, you know, meeting her dream. Her dream already came true. She was a singer in a successful group. And a songwriter continually.
What you mean her dream already came true? She might have other dreams and goals.
But I'm not saying that.
She
I'm not
wanna,
saying
you know,
that she didn't prosper.
Multiply the zeros in her bank account.
I'm not saying that she didn't prosper. What I'm saying is that they're married. They have to make decisions together. I know that this reality
TV
show.
They're separated.
Okay. So they're separated, but they have a child together. So they have to make their decisions together. Yes, it's going to be heated. But in the end, they have to do what's best for the kid, for the child. So is it the best? Oh, I know you gave your little rant there. I'm sorry.
Call when I talk, it's not a rant.
Okay,
a
I know
rant.
You gave your thesis on why women, you know, men should let the women do that. But what I'm saying is that the best thing for the child to be on the road, a one-year-old child, weeks at a time, maybe months, while she does her business dealings without T.I. involved on the road in that fast-paced lifestyle?
Well,
see, now you're thinking.
When
cool
it
heads
wasn't a
prevail.
It
this
was
is what
the
it looks
way
like.
I
Silence.
Felt about what I saw on that television show. All okay. I'm asking you is, because for real, Josh, when T.I. was talking, I don't know why I heard everything that you were saying to me over the years.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Why you got to walk? Why you got to work? You can't get off on Sundays. You can't go to my game. They won't let you
I
off.
Knew
I
this
mean,
was going to come back to me.
Yeah, of course it's going to come back to you because that's the only reason I'm bringing it up because everything that he was saying was stuff that you used to say to me when you was in the league. I didn't like that. Why do you feel like I need to, a man, I'll go out there and do everything I need to do. You sit back and just tend to the kids. No, I don't agree with that. And that's what T.I. was basically saying.
Well, we can go into our
Why
next subject.
No, hold on. Why we didn't come to a resolution on anything.
No, it's flowing.
Why couldn't T.I., why didn't he say, Okay, cool. Well, because clearly, if y'all know the history between them, it seems like she sat in the back for a while. Like, she just sat to the back and just let him do what he did as the kids were of the age where they probably needed her more than they do now. But now that, you know, she sat back for that period of time, why couldn't he be, you know, a real man? Okay, well, you sat back and you chilled.
Don't say real man.
Whatever real you want to call it. The type of man that I would want you to be. Why right. could you be like, okay, it's my turn to sit back and chill while you do you, because, you know, you held it down for the last 10 years while I was out here trying to make a name for myself. Now, let me have you, you know, let me have your back on this. Why do y'all selfish men never want to have y'all's so women it. Back when it comes to them in the workforce?
Okay, so definitely a man that's ambitious and out there getting it already is not going to want to sit down and do nothing. That's not in his nature. His nature is to go out there and get it because he's ambitious.
She was ambitious too.
If he was getting it for her,
she was getting it before.
It's not the object for him to sit down and say, okay, now it's your turn. I believe it's time for her to get it as well and him to be okay with that. Not for one to sit down and say, okay, now it's your turn. I'm going to sit and do what you did. No, they both got to get it now. And that's what and going into our next topic, what I was saying was, that, you know, our roles, defining the roles in a relationship. If both people want to work, more power to them. When me and you came out, you know, I got NFL bound, played football, successful. I didn't want you to work. That was my dream. You were very ambitious. You were very independent. You had a job. You supported me in college while I was, you know, preparing to make it to the NFL. So at that point, when I finally made it, I wanted to reward you for taking care of me in college. I wanted to take care of you for the rest of your life.
You can't reward somebody with something that they're not looking to get rewarded with. If someone wants to be someone and wants to have their own dreams and goals and money in their bank account, you should applaud that. Not, oh, I had this idea that I was going to take care of my wife, so you need to go sit your butt down somewhere. No.
I didn't think it was more of
that's how it feels. I know that's not what you meant by it.
Right.
But that's how it feels.
What actually happened in our case is you missed a lot of my games. You worked on Sundays.
Sometimes.
And a lot of times, most times, you would have to find out who won the game. And I was, you know, football is real stressful, especially when I was very young. I needed that support system from you when I got out to games. You know, I played for the Cleveland Browns. We weren't successful. We didn't win a lot of games. So I needed a shoulder to mourn on, to mourn the loss.
First of all, I did not miss a lot of your games. We're not going to exaggerate right now. I missed a few of your games.
When you work, you did.
But you always had your mother, your father, your brothers, your
but guess what, who I married?
Friends and family and cousins that wanted to come and support you.
Uh-huh.
So, and I personally didn't feel like I needed to be at all of your games because that's not my job. That was your job.
Right. And I think it was fun. And that was our difference in, you know, just values. You know, I thought that you should have been at every game.
And support you. I didn't think that's the problem. I never thought I should have been at every game. You're not at my job sitting there waiting till I get off, sitting in the next desk behind me, just clapping me on and cheering me on.
I'm waiting for the comments.
I mean, it's fun. It's a nice social scene, but it gets to a particular point in life. Like, I got things I'm trying to do, and I couldn't even go to church because football was every Sunday. I wanted to go to church for years.
It should not have been mandatory
for me to be at a game. All right, let's get into it then. And I applaud all the women, the professional athletes.
Well, what about when you worked on Sunday? Because you worked on Sunday.
I applaud all the women of professional athletes, that do not feel like they need to be in attendance at every game, every function, every charity event. That's their job. They're getting paid to do that. Now, if I want to show up, and if my husband requests that I show up, we'll talk about that. I totally disagree
only because the NFL is a once-in-a-lifetime job opportunity. It doesn't last forever. There's no other job on the world right now that you can just work somewhere like the NFL, make that much money, and then come home because, you know, the life expectancy or the career expectancy is 2.3 years. I was able to play 10, but at the same time, we were making so much money, it should have sufficed us and been necessary enough for you to be there to support and make sure, you know, every game or every time it was necessary to be a support base for me. Not my mom, not my dad, but my wife who I committed my life to. And sometimes, you know, we all fall short of things, but that's the whole reason why I wanted you to quit your job, because I needed that support base to keep continuing on,